This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Listening to an encore presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's another day and another dollar that I pay somebody to do this radio show. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here spending time with me. And look, lots going on. We've talked about a lot already today, another hour where we will get to go down to some more of this stuff, to some other things. By the way, I want to say this. Every hour of this show is different. Every single hour. This is not a repetitive thing. I was doing Fox and Friends a couple weekends ago, and it's funny, you know, I'm thinking about my radio show the whole time I'm doing the thing and all this, and here's what I noticed. I did 4 hours. It's 4 hours on the weekend. It's a repeat of the hours, and it makes it easy to some degree, but one of the big things that you people wrote to me about was, God, Kevin, you know, once I catch you for an hour, you know, it's no different. I agree. Hey, that's the format. I'm not going to change it. If they were to ever give me that gig, I'm not changing it. Makes it easy to do. You know, we refresh it. We make it fun. I tried to make it fun when the new stuff came out. And you do, you know, you throw something in that makes the hour a little bit different, but it's the same hour. We don't do that here. If you get something this hour, you might not have gotten it the hour before. So people will go, Kevin, you didn't talk about such and such in your show. And I'm like, well, when did you listen? Well, I listened on the third hour. Well, then you didn't catch the first hour. Or you didn't catch the second hour. So that's why the on-demand going to kjradio.com is important. Kjradio.com is important because you can get the entire show, figure out what you like, didn't like, whatever. But I don't like repeating. And here's the reason. I'm bored. I think that you can cover, we've done it this way, where we'll cover a topic a little bit in 1 hour, then we'll cover it in more depth in the next hour. That's what I found myself doing on TV with Fox, was I said, boy, you know, we're repeating the hour. I looked again, and I was like, okay, I'll add to the flavor of this next hour by bringing this part of the discussion into it. And I think that makes it fun. So I think that format can work for us. And we've done that a time or two. But personally, I like new stuff, and maybe we don't get to go deep enough. Part of the reason is we aren't taking a lot of calls, don't have a lot of guests. We will have guests and things, and radio's changing dramatically for me. Yeah, it's kind of a go, no-go year for us in radio. We either make it big, or I say, you know what, it's not worth the effort. Now, so far it's been worth the effort. You want to know why? Because I get feedback from you guys. You tell me, Kevin, no, man, don't you go nowhere. Okay, good. Because when we hear that, my team gets excited. We love, you know, understanding there are people out there listening to the show. We don't do a lot of commercializing. You'll see that. I mean, I got books out and stuff like that. We have things we're doing. I don't beat you up with it because I think it's important that you get the message. Would I like to, you know, make some coin in radio? Absolutely. We all want to make money doing what we do. I spend 7 hours a day in radio, and I pay to do it. I pay to do it. I pay a staff, et cetera. When we had sponsors, but we had to give those up in order to get onto the what they call the satellite or the bird, and that cost overshadowed the cost for us to have the sponsor, the money that we would make from the sponsors. So, you know, we were willing to go that route, but because of that, we pay money to do radio. I know that sounds weird, but that's the nature of it, and I'm okay with that. For the time being, because the message is important. And it's funny because God keeps telling me, nope, continue doing this, continue doing this. And I often wonder why. And here's what I figured out. No matter who calls me, no matter what comes up, they say, Kevin, we want you to come on TV to go on Varney. What's the topic? Blankety blank. I already read it. I may do a little more deeper research about it, but I already know. Kevin, we need you to host such and such. Are you going to be on Hannity shows? What are we talking about? This. Okay. I already know. I covered it on TV. I mean, I covered it on radio. Radio keeps me sharp. You people keep me sharp. So that's the reason why we continue to do it. And who knows? Maybe one of these days, something happens in radio, and the next thing you know, boom, we're on 250, 400 stations, you know, making money and spreading the word, because that's the important thing. Spreading the word. Now, let's look at money. Money. Is it about Kevin's money? No. I drive used cars. I don't live high on the hog, as my grandparents used to say. But what I will tell you is this. I'm no longer going to let my staff not make money. These people have sacrificed with me for years, and it is time that they receive their just rewards. That's why I do it. And there's not a one of them on my team that won't tell you that. You know what I tell them? I tell them this. Second only to you, to your family, is there anybody more concerned about your finances? Second only to you or your family. And that includes your daddy and your mama, whatever. But outside of family, there's nobody that cares more about how you make a living than I do. That's the way I view everything that happens on my team. True fact. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. I was thinking about how we indulge the left. How, for example, education went from a basic understanding of the world where we did the three R's, reading, writing, and arithmetic. And the left decided that's not enough. It isn't enough for you to learn how to operate in the normal mode of the world. No, you need to learn all these other things. You need to learn poetry. You need to learn art. You need to learn music. You need to learn all these other things. Now, I don't mind learning poetry. I think it's beautiful. I love art. I'm a collector. And I could go on. Music. Holy cow, I'm a terrible musician, but I love it. I could tell you all the things that are good. But here's what I can also tell you. None of that. That's all specialty stuff. Music isn't going to help me buy my groceries necessarily unless I'm good at it and people are willing to pay me for it. Music doesn't say, Kevin, you just spent, you know, $83.17. What's the change you should get back from your 100? All right? It doesn't teach you that. Arithmetic teaches you that. Reading, understanding the world, concepts, etc. That's what it was to teach you. But you know what we've done? We've allowed the left to take over education. They tell us now we have to learn diversity and women's studies, gender studies, all these different things. Because you can't learn that on your own as an adult. You can't assimilate that. They have to tell you how to think about transgender. They have to tell you how to think about gay marriage or gay people getting together for whatever reason. They can't allow you to come up with your own assessment because you're liable to get it wrong. This is crazy, folks. They teach children how to react to different things. They don't want you to have a reaction. They want you to have a programmable reaction. You can't say, I find two men kissing in public really weird. Oh, that's homophobic. No, it isn't. It's weird. I'm not telling you pros or cons. I'm just telling you that's weird to me.
Well, it shouldn't be.
Yes, it should.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
An encore presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. This is the Kevin Jackson Show, by the way, for those of you who are listening for the first time. Here's what I find interesting. I find interesting how the left tries to force you into a particular type of feeling about things, and it bothers me. I mentioned in the previous segment about how the left wants you to feel about transgender, LGBT issues, women in general, how they're changing the way you should feel about men, being a man in the world, how they want to change how you should feel about putting America first, making America first, wanting to have America be first at something. They want to tell you how bad that sounds, how it feels to you, right? And you're going, but wait a minute, I'm putting America first. That seems like what I should be doing. It's my country. There you go. See you. And they want to make you feel bad. And it bugs me. Because they don't want you to have this feeling that probably would be your normal reaction to things. For example, I mentioned a second before when we went off the, when I ended the last segment, I said, if you see two men kissing in public, I'm talking about passion kissing, that should be weird to you. I'm not homophobic. I don't really care who people are with. But I will tell you this. If I see two men, like, really kissing in public, I go like, wow, that's weird. Even knowing the world as it is today, I still go, that is weird to me. As a heterosexual male, I don't look at that and go, wow, they're so in love. Now, for the record, even when I see heterosexual couples kissing like that in public, my first thought is, get a room. You know, which means that I don't consider it weird. But I do consider it that we used to have this thing when I went to military school called PDA. You could get written up for PDA. And that's called public display of affection. So the most you could do with a girl in public was to hold her hand. If you were caught, like, you know, leaning up against her while she's sitting on a, you know, cement thing or, you know, bricks on the park, and you're between her legs and y'all are all lovey-dovey kissing and all that, you could be written up and lose liberty. We called it liberty. The weekend, it was like, you got liberty this weekend? Yeah, meaning you didn't get, you know, anything bad happened to chits to where you had to stay. You're like, nah, man, we got liberty this weekend. It was freedom. And you wanted it. You took advantage of it. But you could get written up for PDA. So, I don't know. Maybe it's just my upbringing. I'm not the type of person who would walk around going, let's all kiss each other. And you know, it was a more military approach. I'd hold your hand or whatever. Put my arm around you a little bit. But PDA, and here's the other side of it. I hate to say this, but it's just the truth. I always looked at people that are really gushy-gooey in public. I always think to myself, wait till I see y'all next year. Yeah, y'all be walking 6 feet apart. You know, don't even want to know who, you know, act like y'all are together. You know, because I've just seen that so often. And I'm a cynic. I'm somewhat of a cynic. My grandparents were together and the entire time I was, from the moment they adopted my brother and I, my brother and me, till the moment they died, they were together as a couple. So you would think I wouldn't be cynical. Now, so that's my reality. I lived that. But I was observant. I looked all around me at everybody else. And here, for the record, my grandparents weren't overly affectionate to one another. They just lived life. I've seen them argue, very rarely, but I've seen them argue. And I watched how my grandfather and grandma, you know, how they interacted with one another, where my grandmother would go, ooh, I got to check with, you know, your grandfather on that one. You know, she deferred many times to him, and I would see where he would have to own up to a mistake, you know, and things like that, where she would say, I told you. I saw the whole deal. So I've seen the interaction of a good couple working together, but the woman being deferential to her husband, and it worked out great. And then I've seen those others that do something dramatically different. You know, these feminists that believe men are just there to bring money and just, you know, whatever, I'm equal. Okay, great. Now I've seen the divorce rate soar. But anyway, here's my point. When I see something strange, if your feet are size 30, and you're walking through the mall. But let me put it a different way, because I'll look at you. If you're walking through the mall with size 30 feet, I will notice, and I'll know it's strange. If you're one of my friends, I will absolutely rank on you about your big feet. You better know this, okay? It's just the way it is. But it will be because I love you. I'll ask you, man, Kevin come in the room, you better watch. Don't be anywhere near them feet. He'll knock you out. Kevin, can you even throw? Could you hit a dude? I mean, look, it isn't like you have to aim, but look at the size of the foot. But if you kick the dude in the crotch, you break his pelvic bone, huh? You know, that would be the kind of thing I would be ranking on you. That's the way I roll. Anyway, the left, they want to control us. They want us to tell us how to think. They want to tell us what to say, and it drives me crazy. And I'll give you some examples. So I read this thing, educators were teaching 12th graders, and these are words they want removed from the lexicon. And there are four of them that I took note of. One is lame. See, it was originally used to reference people who couldn't, you know, who had trouble walking. Physical disability, you walk with a cane because you're lame. And they said, well, it doesn't have a strong negative connotation, but definitely doesn't mean it's okay to use the word lame. Because people go, man, he's so lame. Y'all lame over there. And it's been a lot of, you know, it's a college kid's word. But disability rights activists want the word phased out. And in this thing, they said, we have a responsibility to respect that. Because somebody's lame or crippled or inambulant. I mean, you can come up with a lot of words that mean the same thing, but they want lame gone. The next one was OCD. When you have our desk all nice and tidy, you might be tempted to proclaim yourself OCD. But obsessive compulsive disorder is a mental illness that means so much more than a knack for organization. It means having a lack of control over certain thoughts or actions, so much so they inhibit daily life. So when you say something like, man, every time you come in, Kevin's desk is all fixed up, dude. You OCD, brother? They're telling you, oh, that's bad to say, because people suffer from that. So what? Is it bad to say black because people suffer from blackness? Woman because people suffer from womanness? You name it. There's always a reason to feel bad. Here's the next one, crazy. If you use the term crazy countless times a day, you're probably in the norm. But that doesn't mean it's okay. Terms like crazy, or insane for that matter, make light of the mental illness in a way no ally wants to support. So when you use the word crazy, insane, nutty, loony, whatever, you're offending the mentally ill who suffer from those maladies. So in other words, you're offending all the leftists. And the final one was ghetto. Suspected to derive from an Italian slang term for waste, the word ghetto calls back to concentration camps of World War II, but it's also been used to label neighborhoods marginalized communities were forced to inhabit due to social and economic disadvantage. Classism and racism run rampant when you call a place or a person ghetto. Well, I do it all the time. And these ghetto leftists, with their crazy but lame excuses and their OCD behaviors that are so predictable when it comes to race and class, deserve no mention. And they're never going to make me stop talking about my Guatemalan midgets. And I'm going to get a couple of female Guatemalan midgets too, just to be on the safe side. We'll be back in a bit. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today, because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops. poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Told you, I'm going to talk to you about things that have changed. You know, you're out there trying to figure things out. You're saying to yourself, Kevin, how do I know right from wrong, left to right, up and down, and all that? Because everything changes all the time. I mentioned it in the context of Roy Moore. People love Roy Moore. He was leading in the Alabama race for senator to replace Jeff Sessions. Suddenly he's derailed. They say, he dated younger women, and them women's was younger girls, and those girls was underaged and whatever else. 35 years the guy's been running for office, ran for office 8 times, and suddenly, in the biggest race of his life, something that would tip the balance of the Senate, keep it, you know, firmly in the hands of Republicans, and that's not necessarily good, but in this case, Moore would be the best guy for the job. And suddenly, we got to deal with allegations that he's a Weinstein and a Kevin Spacey and all these other guys combined. Yeah, interesting timing. That's what most people say. So you're wondering, you know, because in the first I heard, well, he's holding steady on the polling. He's still doing well. Then I heard he's losing now. I don't know. I'll tell you this. I stand firmly behind him. Firmly behind him. We've had rhinos calling for his resignation, all these different things. I hope this man not only survives, I hope he thrives. See, the thing is, we're never going to know what really happened because the allegations have been put out there. It's like if I were to see you and say, hey, I heard you molested your daughter. And you're like, what? Just the fact that somebody says that, there's going to be a certain percentage of people that go, wow, he did that. Just automatically. And if the harder you fight it, the more those people become ingrained. And then there are a bunch of people that may know you that would know you'd never do something like that. So that's what Judge Roy Moore is going through. People that are going, it didn't happen. We know it's a witch hunt. But there are people out there who want to believe that. They love believing that. There are people out there that love believing Hillary Clinton is not crooked. That Barack Obama was a competent president. And I could go on. They're lying to themselves. They're delusional. So we get caught in the middle because we're going, wait a minute, I'm supposed to trust the news. The news said that Roy Moore did this. Yeah, the Washington Post concocts a story that's 35 years old. And they treat it as if they've got multiple sources. They bring in women who worked for Hillary Clinton and Michelle Obama to say this. And they want you to believe it. They will invest time, energy, and I'm talking serious money into making sure that they stay in power in this country. And if this works with Roy Moore, trust me when I tell you, trust and believe, if it works with Roy Moore, they will try this tactic on every Republican that wants to run. But if it doesn't work with Roy Moore, you're going to get more and more stellar candidates that run under the Republican banner. And probably the Democrat banner as well. We can only improve politics if Roy Moore is elected, and we can thwart this insurrection against him. Anyway, I want to shift gears because this is leading me into what I've been wanting to talk about with Couric. See, the left usually win when it comes to boycotts. Think about years before where the left would threaten a boycott. That was the biggest tool of the black left, is to say, black people are going to boycott you. What was the first thing that was talked about with Kaepernick? We're going to boycott the NFL. Sorry, guys. That would be the conservative movement who'd already started boycotting the NFL. What legs did the NAACP get by boycotting the NFL and saying, if you don't give Colin Kaepernick a job, we're going to boycott you? Where's Colin Kaepernick? Yeah, still unemployed. But the blacks, the left, black left, the NAACP, all of them, whatever. You got your butts handed to you. And Colin Kaepernick isn't getting a job. They're not going to prove collusion among the player, the NFL owners, because every one of them to a person, when they're accused of racism, will say, nice try. 70% of our league is black. We don't want Colin Kaepernick because he's a troublemaker. The only way to win in this league is when you have team unity. How are you going to have team unity when half the black players don't even agree with what he says? Most of them don't. What do you think my white players are saying? Should they have to stand up for the so-called social injustice of everybody? That's not what this league is about. My business doesn't run that way. That is not a requirement of any business in America, nor should it be. But let me tell you, this has huge ramifications for business. Couric, who boycotted, who said, they listened to Mediaite, who said, we're boycotting Sean Hannity because he stands with Justice Roy Moore, and he doesn't believe it. And so we find him to be, you know, irreprehensible, and we want you to boycott him. And Couric goes, we're going to go ahead and boycott Sean Hannity's show. And guess what? You responded. See, it's one thing for Couric to sell a machine. They'll give you the machine. If you go to Couric and you go, yeah, I have 50 employees and 100 employees, we'd like to get one of your machines, Couric will send you a free machine. They're like Gillette. Give them the razor. Sell them the blades. So Couric says, we're pulling our sponsorship of the Sean Hannity show. And normally, as I said, they win. But they stopped winning at some point. You guys remember when it happened. Hobby Lobby. They need to pay for my contraceptives. And Hobby Lobby says, look, we don't have to pay for anything. We're a private company, and we give entitlements in this form, and one of the entitlements is not birth control, and we're not paying for it. And their brand has stayed steady. Steve Green runs that company. It probably one of the best run companies in the country. What about Chick-fil-A? Not open on Sundays, respecting their religious beliefs. You have a Chick-fil-A franchise, man, it's like printing money. They got beat up because their CEO talked about marriage being between a man and a woman. Nothing wrong with that. It's true. Didn't matter. You couldn't even get, you guys remember this, because I know I remember. The lines to get into Chick-fil-A are crazy long. Do me a favor. Go look at Chick-fil-A versus any fast food franchise and see which one does the best. With a day off for the Sabbath. So we've changed the dynamic of these things. The right is winning the battle of the bucks. Starbucks, I told you guys, suffered mightily when they challenged the right. CEO stepped down, Howard Schultz. Decided he was going to be mad about Donald Trump's travel ban, the same travel ban that was put in by Barack Obama. He didn't say a word. Target, important lesson about LGBT community and transgender. Found out that people are not going to tolerate you giving special treatment to another group over any other group. We don't expect it. So these are tough lessons. And now we get the news of Keurig. Keurig's CEO has apologized to employees following the backlash against the brand's decision to stop running ads during Sean Hannity's Fox News show. In a memo to his employees that was obtained by the Washington Post, Eric Wimple, CEO Bob Gengort called Keurig's decision to explain its plan to pause its advertising with the Hannity show highly unusual and outside of company protocols. This gave the appearance of taking sides in an emotionally charged debate that escalated on Twitter and beyond over the weekend, which was not our intent, Gengort wrote. Because they were taking sides. And the thing that you have to understand is for Keurig to come out and say, we acknowledge that we made a mistake and we want to correct, that's not just out of the goodness of their hearts. That was out of the people canceling the razor blades, the little coffee cups that you have to put in the machine. They'll give you the machine. They want to sell you the coffee. They get you on a repetitive thing. They also throw in a bunch of crap they want to experiment on and see if they can get it out there. It's an expensive way to do coffee. But it's a good way if you're just bringing people in as guests. You don't have to keep a pot going. You can make it as you want. A story came out right after that in the Huffington Post said Keurig machines were full of bacteria. I don't know if that's a hit piece by the HuffPo that says, why would you dare come out and retract what you said about the right? But he retracted it because of you. You showed the power of our dollars. People were tossing these Keurig machines out off their roofs and what have you. Good for you. That's the way we make them understand that we are the dominant people in society. Not these leftists. These are the people that got their hands out. You're not. I love this story. How long did it take? A day and a half for Keurig to fall on the sword. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance.
Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
I got to tell you, I love this next story. I love this story for so many reasons. It's Kevin Jackson Show, folks. My name's Kevin Jackson. This is a great story. This is a story that is going to torment the left until the end of the second Trump presidency. This is a story that destroys the narrative. And it points the finger back at the other side. You're going, Kevin, what are you? Do tell, black man. Tell us, black man. Don't just hold it out for yourself, Kev. Barack Obama said, Kevin, you don't need to be talking about this story because this story does not make me look good. I know, Barack. That's why I want to tell it. Trump's like, Kev, tell the story. It's a great story. The story's huge. Story talks about my prowess. It's not a very good Trump, but I'll work on it. This is an amazing story. Because I want to set the backdrop. I want to remind you of the story of a Marine named Tomaresi, Sergeant Tomaresi, who made a ill-fated wrong turn on the border of Mexico. And he ended up in the Mexico. And when he got there, going into the country of Mexico, when he got there, he declared, I made a wrong turn. I didn't just cross back over the border, because I would have done it. I would have turned around in traffic and gone back the other direction that I'd gotten screwed up in Mexico. But he not only did that, he said, hey, by the way, I've got a firearm that I can own legally in the United States. You have a firearm? Oh, my friend, you're in big trouble. My goodness, we must detain you now. I don't know what to tell you. You're in big trouble, my friend. Woo! We got a big problem here. Hey, mamacita, yikes. So they arrested Tomaresi, a country with whom we have a $56 billion trade deficit, who have 11 billion banditos over in our country, give or take. And we've got a Marine who's now been put into captivity in Mexico, and he stayed there over a year before he was finally released. And you know who got him released? Donald Trump. Hey, in case you didn't realize it, we had this scenario happen again. A guy by the name of Otto Warmbier, who got caught while on a trip with friends, you know, like part of a college tour or something, he takes down a picture of Kim Jong-un and lands him in prison in North Korea. And even after they parade him in front of the media, I'm really sorry, I didn't mean to do it, and he's crying, oh, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry. Yeah. They put him in jail, beat the crap out of him, and you know who it took to get him home? Donald Trump. Barack Obama left two people languishing in jails in foreign countries. He didn't even get the political prisoners out of Iran after he gave them a boatload of money. Well, actually, he did. They came later. He claimed it wasn't because of that. But they suddenly released a few of them. Not all. And now we have another situation. I love this one. The story is this. China Sports Insider writes this. LiAngelo Ball, Cody Riley, and Jalen Hill play for UCLA. Ballers. All of them black. And they got detained while in Hangzhou, China. And they were detained because they were shoplifting. And so Donald Trump, who happened to be touring Asia, said, hey, by the way, you know, Xi, we got some issues. We're going to be working out this trade thing. But while we're on the subject, you got three black players for the University of California, Los Angeles, who did some wrong crap in your country, man. I need you to send those boys home. And you know what China did? They released them. Yep, they got detained. They got, you know, fingerprint, whatever they do for you in China. I lived there, but I never got arrested. Knock on wood. Anyway, they got detained, they got arrested, yada, yada. But they didn't get beat down. They didn't stay in China for a year, come back over only to die on American soil. They didn't get neglected by the president. The State Department didn't make all kinds of promises and say, let's keep it hush-hush or whatever. Donald Trump went there, met with all the Asians during his Asian visit, and said, hey, send those boys home. Now, here's what I want you to understand about the story. Gotta crack my knuckles. That was me. That wasn't my knuckles. The story is this. Barack Obama left a white dude in Mexico. Barack Obama left a white dude in North Korea. And Donald Trump brought home three black dudes who did stuff wrong. He brought them back. He's like, hey, I know you did something wrong. We can deal with them in America. Tamarissi did nothing wrong. Warren B.A., for the most part, did a prank. Tried to take, it would be the equivalent of taking down some of that crazy, some rinky-dink artwork in a hotel at the Days Inn. You know, dogs playing poker on velvet. Pay the fine, let the guy go. Dude lost his life over it. Two white guys, our foreign policy so weak that Barack Obama couldn't bring him home. And racist that he is, Donald Trump says to China, you have three American citizens that did something wrong, need to be made to pay for it, whatever. Send them home. We'll take care of it on American soil. And what happened? They got sent home. Now, I want you to ask yourself this question. What do you think would happen if Barack Obama were president and these three black kids got caught shoplifting in China, in Guangzhou, China, and Obama was the president? Let me tell you, if there's any black people in America who better be doggone skippy happy that Donald Trump is the president, it's those three kids. Yeah. Unbelievable. Here's what they said happened. LiAngelo's dad, LeVar, and younger brother LaMelo were today hosting a pop-up shop for the family's Big Baller brand in Hong Kong, which is due to finish at 9 a.m. China time, the exact time the teen's flight was scheduled to depart from Shanghai. It's possible that the family is just now receiving news of the release given the tight turnaround of events. So they were still going forward with things in Japan, the father and the younger son, as the other son was incarcerated at this point. And while that was going on, their president made that happen. Now let's think about the ramifications of this, because I'm curious to see what the NAACP is going to say about President Trump not leaving three young black men to languish in a Chinese prison over, let's just be honest, a nothing. I'm not dismissing what they did necessarily. It's a crime. But I'm saying it wasn't like they were building nuclear bombs. They did something stupid. And any more than if three Chinese youths were caught shoplifting in America, and we'd say, hey, send them home. Let China deal with it. Can't come back. I don't know what the punishment should be, but here's what I do know. What Otto Warmbier did in North Korea was not a good reason for him to lose his life. What Tamarisi did in Mexico was not a reason to have 1 year of his life go by for something that Barack Obama should have been able to get him out of that prison within a day or two, max. And I said this on my show when it happened. I said, if Kevin Jackson were president, the Mexicans wouldn't be able to release Tamarisi fast enough. If Kevin Jackson were president, the North Koreans wouldn't even consider that a crime. They would say to Otto Warmbier, you've done something very stupid here, but you go home. You tell other kids, you come here, you in trouble, but we let you go because Kevin Jackson president. You're doggone right they would. They would. There is no American that you, don't misunderstand me. You go over and do something stupid, you're going to come back over and face the crime as if you've done it there. But no country is going to do that, especially something is blatantly, there was no big deal in what these two people did. And I just want to understand the difference between Trump and Obama. Let's see how the NAACP handles this.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.